Chick-fil-A of Hopkinsville wants to salute the outstanding achievements of our area student-athletes. Each week, a student-athlete will be chosen based on academics, athletics, and achievements. Watch for the Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com. Athletics and achievements at Chick-fil-A AAA Young Person of the Week at YourSportsEdge.com.
It's the ultimate in high school sports coverage. YourSportsEdge.com brings you award-winning coverage of all the thrilling action right at your fingertips and in the palm of your hand with our really cool app. Heart-stopping touchdowns and buzzer-beating shots, we've got it all. Don't miss a single moment at YourSportsEdge.com and be a part of the winning team.
The WPKY Saturday Morning Quarterback Show is on the air on 1580, 103.3 WPKY and WPKYonline.com. Time to take a look back at last night's Caldwell game. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Caldwell County Tigers played well early last night, leading 7-0 at Murray. However, Murray High School came back and tied things 7-7 at halftime. Murray goes on to win at 27-7 in Class 2A First District action last night at Murray. Good morning, everyone. We're at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Joining us this morning, Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and also Bradley Stallings with us this morning. And Coach McClung, it definitely wasn't a gimme last night for Murray, and it didn't come easy, but Murray able to score three touchdowns there in the third quarter and kind of pull away from you guys.
Yeah, and they're a good football team, and they have some. They have a couple really good athletes, and you know, I thought we played pretty well in the first half. They got some penalties that really helped us in the first half, and you know, in the second half, that kind of flipped. We got a couple crucial drive kill penalties on us, so that kind of helped them pull away in the second half. But I was proud of how the kids played. Murray's a good football team. They won five games, and you know, we wanted to go down and compete. We thought we could compete with them, and we just got to put together a full game.
Yeah, you guys said you wanted to go down there and compete, and the guys came out and played well early and got that quick lead. You guys kind of surprised Murray with a few things you did there in the first half.
You know, it seems like the game flow was really good in the first half, and you know, we were running the ball and throwing a little bit when we had to, but we had some interruptions in that game flow in the second half, and you know, they ran the ball well on us in crucial times, so we didn't step up and make the plays we needed to make to keep ourselves in the game. And you know, we're not used to, you know, I don't think we've had a lead since the Hopkins Central game, and you know, our kids have got to become accustomed to continuing to compete even when you're down a touchdown, and you know, we're not there yet. So you know, we got to continue to improve for the rest of this year and for the future.
Brad, I think you guys probably caught everybody off guard last night when you came out in the wishbone there in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was something that Coach McClung, he, like I said last night when you asked me about it, he came into the office, I guess it was Monday, and we were talking. He said, man, it's probably going to rain Monday. Yeah. Let's come up with something where we can run the football. He said, but I don't want to pull a lot of interior linemen because it's going to be wet. And I said, well, what about a wishbone? Because, you know, a power eye, you know, you're pretty much decade one side. And he said, hey, I like it. And I said, well, that's great, but I'm going to need some of your old guys' help on this. So we sat down and it's just some basic things. And it looked really well there. I mean, we moved the ball with it. So
I think the last time we probably lined up in a wishbone was when Pat Gates was head coach.
I'd say
it looked really good when they weren't ready for it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they definitely made some adjustments at halftime, it looked like.
Yeah, they did. They're good. They have a good coaching staff. And, you know, I think we got down to about the 25-yard line when we started implementing it. And I think we only had about three or four plays out of it. So we ran all three or four of them in that little drive, but it got us in the end zone.
Yeah. Is that something you guys will kind of look to utilize here and there going forward?
I mean, I would think so. We talked about it last night. You know, there's a few other things we can do with it, but it's a good little wrinkle for our offense, and it's kind of, you know, we've got three or four guys that can run the ball hard. We just don't, you know, we don't have a lot of that blazing breakaway speed, so it's a little smash mouth that we can do a little bit.
Well, and you guys have had some players emerge that are capable of running the football, so it kind of works into what you have personnel-wise, too.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
Big game at Murray. You guys get the lead. What was kind of the thought process on the sideline once you got the lead? Because we talked about it on the broadcast a little bit last night. Seemed like once we got the lead, that kind of fired Murray up a little bit. So seems like we got their best shot after that.
Yeah, it did. You know, I think we scored with about 3 minutes left to go in the first half. And then they drove down and scored right before half. And I really feel like them scoring before half kind of took away some of our momentum. I really felt like we had a lot of momentum. And if we would have could have taken a lead into the locker room at halftime, it would have helped. But, you know, we have to be more resilient. You know, I kind of felt like when we went into halftime, we were kind of down and it was tied. And I was like, what are you guys down for? I said, they're the ones over there scraping to come up with a game plan to stop the wishbone. I said, even though it's tied, I said, they're the ones that are uncomfortable. But that's a mental part of the game that we got to get better at right now. That we get down one touchdown, and you know, we just let all the wind come out, go out of our sails. And I guess that's because we're young. I don't know, it's because if I'm the new head coach, I don't know what it is, but it's just something we got to get better at. We got to get tougher. We got to get physically tougher. We got to get mentally tougher, because you're going to play in games where, you know, I talked about the 2012 game to them during the week. I mean, we were down 21-7 in the fourth quarter of that game.
Yeah, with the under 8 minutes to go.
And came in 124-21. So, I mean, these kids are not there yet mentally. And it's just something that we got to get better at.
Yeah, Bradley, we talked about it a little bit after the game last night, but Murray up front, pretty big. They're pretty quick all over the field. It's really a tough matchup, you guys going against their defense.
It was, but I thought, you know, our kids, we came out and we had a game plan, and, you know, I thought there we were moving it. We just, like Coach McClung said, there was a couple times where we kind of had some, you know, we kind of shot ourselves in the foot a couple times, you know, right there in the second half and even in the first half on one or two drives. It was a tough matchup, I guess you'd say. But, I mean, I thought our kids come out and executed like we were talking about in the first half. We just have to carry that over into the second half. I thought that first drive we were, and we had an unfortunate penalty that kind of stopped that drive on us. So,
well, and Murray, a top 10 team in Class 2A. I'm not sure we talked about that a whole lot, but you know, for whatever reason, it kind of seemed like Murray was struggling a little bit, but they're 6-2 now.
I don't understand why they're rated over Crittenden County when Crittenden County just beat them. But, you know, that Murray's got a good tradition over there, and I think some of that ranking is because people know Murray High across the state. They know they you know, they've advanced in the playoffs, and they're an older football-playing school, so I think they get a little more credit than they probably deserve as far as votes go. But they are a good football team. They have a two or three exceptional kids. I mean, they got a D1 kid. Kids got D1 offers. And they are a good football team.
You know, the loss down at Crittenden County for Murray, they made a lot of mistakes, turned the ball over. They had some penalties in the first half last night that hurt them, but really felt like they came out after the half and really cleaned up their game and put a big emphasis on the run in the second half.
Yeah, their penalties didn't come at as crucial a time as ours did. You know, like they got a penalty on a long run that was 5 yards past the line of scrimmage, so it ended up kind of being just like a 5-yard penalty for them, whereas, you know, we get a penalty when we convert a 3rd and 12, and then we come back and we're repeating, and it's 3rd and 22. That's a drive killer for us. So it's hard for us to convert 3rd and 22. But you know, those are things that we need to improve on this year to try to extend our season. And our young kids need to learn from it and not make those kind of mistakes next year.
Yeah, you look for positives from the game, and I think their three touchdowns came in a 5-minute and 31-second span there in the third quarter. Outside of that, I mean, you guys are dead even with them.
Yeah, and I was proud of how we played at the end. You know, they left their starters in all the way to the end, and they were trying to score another one at the end of the game. And throughout the fourth quarter, they were still trying to score, and we kept them out. So I was proud of them for that. You know, we've had some scores this year they don't look very good scores, and our kids kind of kept the score looking kind of okay. But that's not in the future. We want to flip those around. So.
Yeah, sometimes an opening coin toss really plays a big factor. And I know I asked you last night, when's the last time we lost one? Because we had been on a pretty good streak. But Murray deferred, got the ball to start the second half. It's a 7-7 ball game. They come out, kind of establish the run game. Bradley, they go down the field and score. And it seems like they kind of got us on our heels a little bit. Then we had a punt get blocked. And the next time we had it, there was an interception. And like I said, they kind of, in about a 5.5-minute period, took control of the game.
Yeah, that second half, like the first 5 minutes, like you said, of the second half, third quarter there, we kind of got put on our heels. But even then, if we come down and we get that first down and we get the ball and we keep it out of their hands and we move it, then it's probably a different story. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think on that first drive they had when we got our penalty, it was third and 50. It was
I think we were off the field. Yeah.
We were off the field. And, if we get that, I'm not saying a lot of ifs. That's the thing about it. So Murray did what they needed to do. And, so we just have to take advantage of the opportunities when they're there.
Well, and on one of their drives, there was a ginormous hold on them that didn't get called, but that's neither here or there. But, still would like to have got that, because I think it would have negated the penalty that you're talking about. But just I thought a good job of the guys coming ready to play. You had 2 weeks off there to get ready for that game. And when you're 0-7, it can sometimes be easy to not get up for those games. We've all played on teams that at some point or another didn't have a great season going, but the guys came prepared last night. And like I said, you get that touchdown and go up 7-0, and there's a lot of surprise looks on the other side of the field.
Yeah, and that was our kids got excited. But one thing that we have to get better at is, we get excited when we score a touchdown and take a lead. But then when they score, it's like we lose all that momentum. And we have got to continue to play and be excited. Even when you're in a close game, you got to maintain that level of intensity. You can't get down one score and just think, here we go again. That is not a mentality that's going to help you win football games. Our best teams, when we were scoring lots of points, we were scoring 45 points a game. We get down 21, we were still okay. We were still going out and playing, and these kids got to get that kind of mentality, that never give up kind of mentality. I'm proud of the kids, how they, every game we come into, we're excited about playing. We've had good weeks of practice. Kids believe we can win. Coaches believe we can win. But we can't let that all that energy get sucked away over one bad thing or one bad call, and that's what we're trying to overcome right now.
Yeah. Brad, from an offensive standpoint, is it just a case of you got to make a few more plays here and there?
I mean, yes, and it's there. Like Aaron was saying, during practice, you see those things. You see the progression that the young men are making. You see it every day, and you've seen it every week. We just have to get that transitioned over into the game situation, and it'll come. It's going to come. And like you said, I couldn't be any more prouder than a group of kids, because they keep coming back. They keep getting up, and they keep coming back, and they're ready for the next week. Just like last night, I thought our defense the first half played about as good of a ball game as we've played all year. I don't know what more we could ask that defensive side of the football to do in that first half. So that's an example of it. We're getting there. We just have to keep getting there. But offensively, yes, what you've said is right. It's just to make a few plays here and there, and you've seen that. We've made a couple plays, and you kind of see those flashes. We just have to make it more of a commonality.
Yeah. And Aaron, from a defensive standpoint, I thought the defense did play really well, but I thought those guys got gassed a little bit in the second half. And Kanoa Olive is a really good running back. He had 200 yards last night. The quarterback, the Jones kid, I think had 121. Each of them had two touchdowns, and with that big Murray offensive line coming at you the whole night, just kind of wears on you.
Yeah, and we knew going in that the Olive kid was going to was going to be a good back. We knew if Seven was in, he was going to run the ball a lot. But, you know, we've got to capitalize more on people's mistakes. You know, we got a pick late in the game, but we worked a drill for that play early in the week, and they ran it earlier in the game, and we executed defensively what we're going to do wrong, and we got on the sideline, and we're like, you know, you need to drop underneath that out route. And he's like, they're like, yeah, we know, we practiced it, and then we go out and we did what we practiced, and we got an interception.
Yeah.
We dropped an interception. They muffed a punt, and we don't get on it. You know, we have got to capitalize on their mistakes, and that's a big issue for us right now. Is when other teams make mistakes, you have to capitalize, and we're not doing that right now. You know, we're playing hard, we're playing physical, we're trying to play physical as we can. But if you're going to be good when other teams mess up, you got to be there to make a big play. And we're close, but we're not banking them. And that's, you know, when Crittenden beat them the week before, every time Murray made a mistake, Crittenden was capitalizing. They were blocking punts. They were picking the ball off. And they're, you know, they're not physically superior to us, but they're capitalizing when the opportunity presents itself. So we're not there right now. And if we want to win games, we got to get there.
Yeah, there was one of their touchdown drives where they fumbled the ball near midfield. One of the backs fumbled. If we get that, who knows what may happen, but ends up they get the ball back and go and score. And those kind of plays are, like we always say, game changers.
Yeah, and this year we're not ever getting any of those.
Yeah.
It's like every time we make a mistake, the other team capitalizes. And when they make mistakes, we may tackle them for a loss or something, but we don't get the ball back. You know, those are the kind of things you got to have an opportunistic mentality. You got to play every play like something bad might happen, and it's for them, and we're going to make a big play out of it, and we're not making those big plays yet. So hopefully we'll start making those, and we'll turn things around, and hopefully the kids will learn that that's how great defenses win.
Tigers falling last night at Murray, 27-7. Up next, a trip to Crittenden County next week, and then Trigg County comes here in 2 weeks to finish up the regular season. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We're live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton. Need to get to a timeout, but we'll come back and have more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Entering its 10th year, the Planters Bank Season of Giving is a bank tradition that has a goal of bringing awareness to community organizations. This year, the focus is on local and area businesses. Gifts, experiences, and delicious meals will be spotlighted for each of the Planters Bank communities. Planters is sharing a little about the many wonderful small businesses in this area in hopes of bringing additional awareness and even new customers their way during this holiday season.
We're your locally owned Benjamin Moore retailer. We're your store for quality with brilliant and durable paints in a variety of sheens and thousands of colors. We're your store for service with one-on-one advice for contractors and homeowners. We're your local experts, and we're here to help with all your painting projects. Benjamin Moore at Joiner Hardware on Main Street in Princeton.
At Johnson's Furniture and Appliances in Marion, Kentucky, you're treated like family because to them, family is everything. Johnson's has the reputation of helping customers with brands you can count on, like GE Appliances. Shop their selection of GE Appliances with premium finishes and features that make household chores easier, giving you time to do what matters. Bring home the long-lasting quality of GE Appliances today. Trust Johnson's for furniture, bedding, and appliances because you're like family, and family is everything.
Learn about your heart health with a simple scan. The Cardiology Clinic at Caldwell Medical Center features a highly trained team of heart health specialists and years of experience in cardiac health and wellness. Our specialists provide a wide range of cardiac-specific services, offering coronary artery calcium testing, stress test, echocardiograms, sleep studies, and more, all right here close to home. To schedule an appointment, visit caldwellmedical.com.
At Trilogy Performance Sports, they believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training.
Their staff members are actively enriching the lives of their members and creating a community of like-minded people. And getting you in shape is their number one goal. They have everything you need: knowledge, experience, and equipment. They find out what's important to you and design a customized plan that fits your needs. Learn more at TrilogyPerformanceSports.com.
At YourSportsEdge.com, we strive every day to continue to bring you the gold standard in high school sports coverage with more on your teams and your players.
Where did it show up there?
And while they are not gold, those crystal awards we have won for doing what we love to do are pretty cool too.
That's something you see every day.
The Kentucky Broadcaster's Best Digital Product Award winner. YourSportsEdge.com.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
The Caldwell County Tigers made the trip to Murray last night, but fell 27-7 to the Murray Tigers in Class 2A First District action there. One more district game remaining for the Tigers. That'll be at Crittenden County next Friday. And joining us on Saturday Morning Quarterback from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning are Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings. And Coach McClung, if my math is correct, we could still swing a number 3 seed out of the postseason, but we need for Murray to go to Mayfield and win next week, and then we need to pick up a win at Crittenden County.
Well, I feel like that we can compete with Crittenden County. Crittenden County is a good football team. We match up. We're similar type kids, but I don't see any way Murray's going to beat Mayfield.
Well, you never know. Murray's gone in there and shocked them a time or two. But Mayfield looks really good in this district. Owensboro Catholic looks really good over in the other district.
I actually saw some film of Owensboro Catholic this week. They're really big. Got a really big quarterback. They don't have as much speed as Mayfield does, but they're a really solid football team.
Yeah, right now it kind of looks like we're headed to Owensboro Catholic in the first round of the playoffs. If you look at some playoff projections, Fort Campbell is probably going to be the number 2 seed over in the other district, so they'll get a home game. And right now probably going to be Murray, because at Crittenden County, maybe with that win over Murray, in line for the number 2 seed if, some things don't change.
Yeah, and I really feel like most of those playoff games are – our district will be favored in probably all of those games. Owensboro Catholic will most likely be favored over us, but I feel like our district will be favored in the other 3 games. So our district overall is better from top to bottom. So that's why it's so important to stay out of the 4th seed. But it seems like that's pretty much where we're headed to right now. And when you watch Owensboro Catholic on film, that they execute real well, but they're not a super athletic team. So Crittenden County hung with them, put a couple early touchdowns on them, but it's going to take an exceptional game plan and execution to go up there and compete with them. But that's what the playoffs are all about. You're going to play good teams.
Well, regardless of records and regardless of district, the 2 remaining games are Crittenden County and Trigg County, so they kind of stand on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are the 2 games, you want to win.
That's right. Those are the 2 games we want to win. And we've played a tougher schedule than both those teams. We have some common opponents, and our results are similar in those games, so we should be competitive in those games, and there are 2 games that we can win. But we gotta take care, we gotta fix ourselves, not worry about our opponents as much, because our biggest problems right now are with our execution of our offense. It's with our tackling, it's with our lack of ability to capitalize on big plays, and so we gotta get better.
Crittenden County with a nice year going, but like everyone else, they kind of ran into Mayfield last night and lost that one 46-6. So, Brad, everybody's kind of struggling against Mayfield this year.
Yeah, Mayfield's good. And, that's about all. They're a pretty good football team. We've just got to focus on, Crittenden County first. And then when that one's over, we'll get to Trigg County. But, the playoffs will take care of themselves with where we go or who we play or whatever. But, that's kind of like what Aaron said. We've just got to focus on ourselves from Monday to Thursday to get ready for Friday, and then execute what we do from Monday to Thursday. So, you know, we'll get them ready for Crittenden, and we'll go play Friday night.
Not a lot of games in the area last night. Seems like several teams had the week off. There was a game over in the other district. Owensboro Catholic beat Edmondson County 48-7. I think Edmondson's probably going to end up the number four seed over there. A few other scores. Fulton County beat Ballard Memorial 26-20. Graves over Marshall County 48-0. Logan County came back and beat Hopkinsville 28-27. Henderson County over Davis County 42-7. McCracken County had to come from behind, but defeated Christian County 38-24. Paducah Tillman, a big win over Warren East 70-20. So, Coach McClung, not sure any surprises on the scoreboard last night.
I'm a little surprised that Christian County was as competitive as they were in that game. So that tells me that the Miles kid probably was back, because he makes them a lot better. I'm glad he got hurt in our game, and I'm glad to see that he has to be back if they're playing teams that close. So I'm glad to see he's back, and that injury didn't end his season.
We talked about the Caldwell defense's effort last night down at Murray earlier. We did have some big defensive games last night. Maurice Seals had 14 tackles, Jack Roach with 13, Cooper Mobley and Gus Fox with 11 apiece, and Eli Stevens had the pick for you guys.
Yeah, that was a big pick, and that's awesome for Maurice. I knew he had a good game, but I didn't realize that he had 14 tackles.
Yeah.
You know, he plays nose guard most of the time, and 14 tackles for a nose guard is pretty impressive. You know, a lot of times that position you're getting double teamed, and you're always the people are always running away from you. If you're the nose guard, no matter where they run, they're running away from you. So that's awesome. That's awesome for him. He's a great kid. He's a hard worker. He's a hard worker in off season in the weight room. So to see him have 14 tackles like that as a senior year, that's awesome.
And going back to the offense for a minute, Bradley, we've had trouble scoring this year. I think that's kind of obvious if anybody looks at our scores, but that drive you guys put together to score last night, that was a really nice drive. 12 plays, 62 yards, and then Cam Wilson cashed it in with the 3-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, and, you know, there was a little mix there, and we ran different formations and was able to run the ball and waited one or two and got the ball down the field. And like I said earlier, you know, that we show flashes. We've just got to make it consistent. And, they come to work every Monday, and they work. We see it during practice. They work. We're getting better. We're getting there. But we just have to put it together. We just have to build some consistency with it.
Yeah, the margin of error is not really great, though. It seems like if we drop a pass or miss a pass, that seems to stall the drive.
Right, and I think a lot of that goes back to, right now we don't, in the years where we were so dominant offensively, we had playmakers, just all over the field. And right now we're developing those playmakers.
Yeah.
And so when we get behind the chains, it puts a little added pressure on us. And But that's the things we have to work on, is when you do make a mistake, kind of like Coach McClung was saying, when you do make a mistake, don't hang your head.
Yeah.
Go play the next play. Execute the next play, and then get back where we need to be, and let's keep rolling. And, that's what we're working on with these kids, and they're getting there.
You guys continue to kind of rotate two quarterbacks in. What's kind of the thought process on who goes in at quarterback at what point?
A lot of that is getting both of them some experience, but a lot of that is also, play who we think gives us the best situation at that point, who's got the hot hand.
Yeah.
But we like to let both of them get a feel of it, and develop also, So both of them bring different things to the table in their own way, and they're both good things.
Yeah. So. Not very often that you move your quarterback back to the fullback spot, but, we saw that last night some too.
Yes.
I talked to kids about that at the beginning of the season. I told the kids early in the preseason, I said, I don't need a quarterback. I don't need a linebacker. I don't need I need football players.
Yeah.
I need guys. This is high school football. It's not the NFL. I need guys that are just willing to play where we need to play them. And that's what Jack does for us. He started off the season at defensive end. We moved him to linebacker, and he plays some quarterback, and we play him at fullback. He's played H. He just plays wherever we put him. And Dalen plays free safety. Plays a little bit of receiver, and that's what we just need, guys that are football players. And being a football player means that wherever coach puts me, I do what he tells me to do, and I do it to the 100% of my ability, and that's what I need right now. I need more football players and not kids that think that they play this position and that only this, and if they're not playing there, then something's wrong. I just need guys that are willing to go out there and do what's asked of them, listen to their coaches, and be coachable. So Jack's one of those kids, and, you know, fullback is – He can play that position. He's got the physical ability to play that position. He can play about any position. And Cooper's the same way. He can play about any position. Gus about the same way. He can play about any position. So that's what we need.
Well, I was going to say that on some of those runs out of the wishbone, Bradley, you've got Jack and Gus as lead blockers.
Yes.
Now, those are the guys that usually have the ball, but they're out there blocking.
Yes, and, you know, that's – we worked on it. I think the kids did a good job of executing it, and it's a little, like we said earlier, it's a little wrinkle that we can throw in there that gives a different look that a defense has to prepare for, and I thought the kids executed really well. But yes, you do have it's something we had sat down as a coaching staff earlier, because we don't really have that breakaway, you know, traditional tailback that can outrun people like we've typically had for years and years in the past. But what we do have are big physical kids that can run downhill a little bit. So that's kind of what our game plan's evolved into running anyway.
Yeah.
So it kind of fit what we did, and you know, we ran with it.
Well, and talking about different kids, seeing different action last night, Timothy Nichols was all over the field for you guys last night. I mean, is there any place he can't play?
I don't know. It was funny. Aaron was telling the story. I think TT came up to him and said, you know, when soccer's over, he said, I'd like to play. And Aaron said, okay. He said, no, I want to play.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of funny to hear a kid say that. But, you know, I think he just likes to be involved. And, you know, he asks questions and he's active. And, man, he just goes and plays.
Yeah.
And it was fun to watch him last night.
Well, and you had the fake punt that worked out.
We worked on that punt. You know, this week we saw that they were in a formation where they would make themselves susceptible to it. So in the first half, we looked at it a couple times. We weren't really in a good spot field position wise to run a fake punt. I think we punted three or four times before I felt like that we were in a good spot to run the fake punt. I think at the time we might have been down 27-7, so it's not like it was a huge risk, but we had practiced it, and it worked pretty good. They called a penalty on it, and I got him to wave it off.
I was going to say, you talked him out of it again.
I talked him out of it. And I'm going to be honest, I'll tell you what I told him. You know, they said that we were aiding the runner and pulling the runner. And I went over to the referees and I said, look, we may have been aiding the runner, but that Murray High aided the runner early in the first half. The quarterback handed the ball off and then pushed the F. I mean, it didn't affect the play, but you let them do it, and the referee said, yes, you're right. I remember that. I saw it. We didn't call it. And I said, and then we get in a crucial situation, and you call it on us. And the referee said, you're right. And then he went out and conferred with other referees, and they waved it off.
Well, and that's a rule that has actually been changed at the professional level and the college level. It's always been a rule that was on the books. But you'd never see anybody. That call never got made aiding the runner, but it's still a high school rule. You cannot aid the runner by pulling or pushing or anything, right?
Well, some people mistakenly believe that you can because they see people pushing piles. You can push a pile, and the running back is in the pile, and you're pushing the pile. You can do that, but you can't push or help the individual runner. And that's what they did, and then we did it, but the referees saw it my way, and you know, when we aided the runner, we'd already had the first down, so
yeah.
I think that's why they probably decided to wave it off.
Well, and I think Timothy actually was stopped initially a little bit short, but he just kept going and kept going, and it seemed like the whole team showed up, and the whole pile moved about 7 or 8 yards down the field.
Yeah. We got excited. You know, it excited our sideline. I wish we had a little bit of that a little sooner in the game, but I like to see that out of the kids. You know, even though we're sitting at 0-8. Kids are getting excited about big plays, and you know, good teams, they do. They celebrate after big plays. You know, there's some college coaches that require their teams to get excited. They're telling them, I want to see you get excited and celebrate after plays. Don't do anything, get a penalty, but you should be excited when you make a play.
Yeah. Did I see Timothy in there at safety a little bit too?
He did. We're throwing him in. You know, with soccer going on, I didn't want to play him and get him hurt. You know, he was a soccer player first, and they're nice enough to let us use their soccer players as kickers. So, and we've had that, we've done that for a long time here, and it's worked out well for us. So I've been holding back and letting him play any other positions as long as soccer was going on. But as soon as soccer was over, I called his dad. I said, hey, I'm going to play him. You know, his dad's a wrestling coach, and wrestling season's getting ready to start. I said, as long as you're fine with it, I'm going to play him. So we've been throwing him in at different positions and practices. And, you know, he likes contact, so that helps. You know, he's a wrestler as well, and he likes to hit people. So that kind of makes a transition a little easier. But, you know, he's a senior, and he wants to contribute to the team. You know, he's a team guy, and you know, he gives us some energy. So it's just kind of kid he is. If you've been around TT, he's energy.
Well, and you've got another soccer kid, Sutton Ritchie, that's going to be a really, really good kicker for you guys.
Yeah, Sutton could be a really good kicker. Sutton's got a big leg. He needs some experience, you know, and with TT playing other positions, like we move TT on a regular kickoff because he's one of our best guys running down and tackling. So Sutton's been kicking off. Sutton has a chance to probably really be one of the better kickers in our school's history if he gets in the swing of things. You know, he's had some illnesses and injuries that he's had to get over, but if we ever get him full time, I think he could really be an exceptional kicker for us. Yeah. Big leg, big kid, lots of potential.
This is Saturday Morning Quarterback. We are live from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery, as we are every Saturday morning throughout the football season. We need to get to a break, but we'll come back and have more with Coach Aaron McClung and Coach Bradley Stallings right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
At Tricews, they're ordering it your way. How would you like to have a vehicle built just for you? Little things are important, like rich colors, big screens and displays, almost like watching TV. Exteriors with beautiful style and powerful engines that respond to the lightest touch on the accelerator. It's time to get what you want. Order your new ride and feel the thrill when you drive off the lot. Tricews in Princeton is the one-stop shop for everything your vehicle needs. For more information, visit tricews.com. That's tricews.com.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Goodwin Insurance, they select their insurance companies the same way you do, very carefully. When you work with the agents at Goodwin Insurance, you can count on receiving fast, courteous professional service with quality protection. You deserve someone that provides comprehensive coverage and is working alongside you in your community. Contact them today for a quote.
Goodwin Insurance of Princeton, Cadiz, or Marion, or online at insurewithgoodwin.com.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights. Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout out goes to our Tigers, Preston Burrell and Cole Wyatt, as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
Tonight,
the Wildcats.
Coach Stoops and his squad are going to do a little tiger taming.
Let's win this thing.
as a team. Let's go, baby.
Missouri Tigers and your Kentucky Wildcats.
Touchdown! The Kentucky Wildcats battle Missouri. Coverage begins today at 4:30 on WKDCRadio.com and
on 106.5 WKDZ.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery on West Main Street in Princeton, our home for Saturday Morning Quarterback. Tiger coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings with us on the show this morning. And football last night down at Murray, the Tigers falling down there 27-7. Sports action today, though, out at the Kiowa County High School campus. The junior pro teams hosting Crittenden County for football action. That's coming up about 10 o'clock this morning. Also, the Kiowa County volleyball team has a home try match today with Graves County and Todd County Central. That's also starting about 10 o'clock. So, Coach McClung, a busy day up at the high school.
Yeah, I don't miss those days as an administrator, Todd. Spending my whole Saturday sitting in the gym. And, of course, I love high school athletics, but I also like the ability to pick and choose when I get to go and how long I get to stay. Because I'm telling you, when you're a high school principal and you work all week and you have 8-10 hours of athletic supervision, that kind of ruins your weekend as far as getting any rest. So I don't envy those administrators and people that are going and doing that. It's a lot of people don't realize how much work that is. You know, you see that admin person just there supervising. You think, oh, that's an easy job, but you're talking about somebody that's already worked 60 hours in the week, and now they were given another 10 hours on a Saturday, so it's a mix for a long week.
I know you guys are keeping a close watch on the junior pro teams, though. Bradley, both of those teams 4-0 this season.
Yes, and that's great to see. You know, that's any time you have success with a team that's wearing blue and gold, it makes it better. You know, the outlook is there, and I hope those teams continue to have success. It's fun watching young kids play ball anyway, yeah. But it's fun when you really see them enjoy it and playing hard and you know, playing the game the right way, and hopefully we can get out there and watch them play a few snaps today.
And Crittenden County coming to town, that's always big, no matter what the age group is.
It is. It is. But, you know, it's just fun to watch little kids play and play ball, and you know, because they play it a lot of times. They're playing with pure enjoyment and having fun, and it breaks it down to the nitty-gritty, I guess, on why we all love sports in the first place. And it's just fun to go back and watch kids play and play it for the right reasons and have fun playing it.
One thing I don't think we've mentioned on the show, but the 1998 Tiger team, which this is the 25th anniversary, those guys are actually going to be honored this year at the Class 2A state championship game in Lexington. And Bradley, I hate to bring up the 98 team because I know that you were on the 97 team, but but yeah, that'd be a big deal for those guys. They get to receive medallions and everything on the field, but you know, bring up the old question, who was better, 97 or 98?
Oh, they've got the state championship. Yeah. That's all I know. So, you know, and
you guys were pretty good, though.
Well, you know, you say you and we were all the same group. You know, we look and, you know, those are some of my best friends, you know, going through school, and the guys in my grade and the guys ahead of us. We were just a close bunch for about two, three grades there. And, you know, I love those guys, and it'll be neat to see those guys down there on the field one more time. Yeah. Those guys are special to me, and, you know, I hope I'm special to them. You know, I love them, and to see that, and then the coaching staff, you know, on that group, you know, those growing up, I've said this numerous times, other than my father and my grandfathers, those guys were kind of my heroes as men, you know, growing up. And to see that, you know, I love them. And, you know, I hope they enjoy, again, their time on a state championship field.
Well, Bob Hudson actually messaged me last night and said he will be at the Crittenden County game. He said he's never left Crittenden County without a W. So I don't want to put any pressure on you guys, but, hey.
What number does Bob Hudson want to wear?
That's what Coach McClung took the words out of my mouth. We'll have an extra jersey for him if he wants one. Nah, you know, there's another guy that's, you know, just a dear friend to me, and we still talk and cut up. We text back and forth, you know, about every other month. And, you know, to see the success he's had out at, you know, getting his doctorate from UCLA and now teaching at BYU, you know, it's just – you know, who in the world would have ever thought that boy would have that right now? But, you know, that's another example of, you know, guys coming out of Caldwell County that has success. And, you know, Bob's one of my dear friends. I love him dearly. And, you know, I guarantee you when I see him, he'll come up and probably break my back, giving me a bear hug. You know, and I love him, and I can't wait to see him.
But all those guys keep up with it, and to me that's the great thing about Caldwell County football is all those guys, and it doesn't matter what the record is. And I always say that nobody ever thinks back and says, hey, we were 8-3 that season. They, you know, unless you win the state championship, that just doesn't click. What you remember is the guys you played with.
Oh, absolutely. You know, when you get together, you know, those you become a little better, and the stories become a little longer as the years go by. But, you know, that's part of it, and that's what, you know, the sport is what brings people together in a lot of ways. And it makes, you know, football and baseball and basketball, it's bigger than the game. You know, and I think that's what our kids are learning. It's bigger than just the game, you know. But, yeah, we like to win.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's why you play to win the game. But it's the memories when you're done that make it special.
We are live at the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery this morning. Coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings with us this morning. We need to get to another timeout, but we'll come back and talk a little bit more about next week's matchup at Crittenden County right after this here on 1580 103.3
WPKY. Hi, this is Allie Coleman with First Southern National Bank here to share about our new Fab Lanes. We are excited that this new technology allows us to offer quicker transactions, extended hours, and shorter wait times for our customers. You can now access many banking features from the comfort of your car, while a live teller delivers the same high level of exceptional customer service we've offered for the last 40 years. Come experience a new way to bank with us. For more information, visit fsmb.net, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fortner Gas Company has been serving the propane needs of Western Kentucky for 70 years. You'll find offices in Princeton and Katy's. They're your local and family-owned propane supplier. Browse their website to discover the many services and products available. You can shop in person or online, and they can answer any and all questions in person or on the phone. If they're already your propane supplier, they say thank you. If they're not, they would love to be. Fortner Gas Company, a family tradition of service since 1951.
Hi, this is Jim Lancaster with H&R AgriPower. For a limited time, take advantage of 0% financing for 84 months on new Case IH Farmall tractors. Now is the time to get a great deal on a new tractor that works as hard as you, Case IH Farmall. Whether you're mowing, baling, feeding, loading, you name it, we have the tractor for you. Stop by and see us at H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville today and talk to our sales team about the limited time financing offer you don't want to miss.
While supplies last, customers must qualify for program with CNHI Capital.
For 25 years, La Potosina Mexican Restaurant has been your choice for authentic Mexican food. They appreciate your business through the years. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner. Pair your favorite meals with your favorite margarita. Enjoy dining in or call in for carryouts. Call 270-365-3848 to place your order. La Potosina Mexican Restaurant with locations in Princeton and Marion. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. And thanks again for 25 great years.
Financial planning should be specific to you and your life circumstances. That is why we created InvestFB Wealth Management, a division of Farmers Bank. Hi, I'm Jeff McDaniels, InvestFB's lead financial advisor. Whether you're saving for retirement, starting a business, or planning your family's future, our individual and comprehensive approach can help you achieve your financial goals. Visit us today at our Princeton or Eddyville offices to start a conversation about your individual financial needs.
The WPKY News Edge team is dedicated to keeping you informed around the clock. News, weather, and sports. Join us weekdays at 6:30, 7:30, noon, and 5, plus 24/7 when you need it at WPKYonline.com and worldwide on the free WPKY app. The complete coverage you deserve from a proven partner. No fees, the way it should be. We are 1580 103.3 WPKY.
The Saturday Morning Quarterback Show continues on WPKY. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
We are back with Caldwell County coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings this morning from the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery. Crittenden County up next for the Caldwell County Tigers. And Coach McClung, give us kind of a scouting report on the Rockets.
Well, they're a solid football program. They've got two things that really make them go, and they have a really good coaching staff. Coach Courtney does a good job. He's a very professional guy. Coaches a disciplined football team. He's got some good young assistants that I think he lets do their thing, and they do a good job. And he's got a really good quarterback. You know, their quarterback is he's athletic. He makes good decisions with the ball. He doesn't make mistakes that cause him to get beat. So those are two big important cogs of any offense. You know, they got some they got decent good linemen. They got a receiver that can get deep, and they got some kids that run good routes, catch the ball. So, you know, that's really their strength. Coach Courtney, I think, focuses on the defensive side of the football, and you can tell that he does a good job because their kids pursue to the football and they tackle, they play physical. You know, they don't beat you with scheme. They run a solid scheme, but they beat you because they play disciplined football and they get to the football and they pursue like crazy at the football. So it'll be a good challenge for us, you know. They're a good football program, but their kids are like our kids. You know, Caldwell and Crittenden kids are about the same athletically, about the same size. And, you know, what it's going to come down to is, you know, who wants it more? Who's willing to do the things it takes to win the game? So we'll see.
And Brad, those rivalry games are sometimes kind of tough to prepare for and to really get a good game plan on because such a rivalry going on with Crittenden County that the games always seem to end up being pretty close and competitive.
They are, and you know, I think both teams know going into that game the other team's going to get the best shot of the other one. But that's kind of what makes it fun.
Yeah.
You know, in all honesty, that's what makes it fun. So, yeah, they'll be ready, and our kids will be ready, and we'll kick it off, and we'll go from there. But I know that we will sit down and we'll come out with a game plan, and the kids will be ready, and it'll be a fun game Friday night, I think. So, you know, Coach McClung said it. They've got a good coaching staff. It's kind of impressive to watch their quarterback. He's not – doesn't have the strongest arm, not the fastest kid, but he makes plays when they need plays made, and, you know, that's kept them going when we watch the Murray film. You know, I typically tend to watch the other team's offense a lot more. That's, you know, that's what my job. And, you know, he it was just kind of impressive to watch him put them in situations. And even when Murray had a good, you know, kind of had the right call against the play Crittenden ran, he seemed to get them in a situation where they could succeed or not be hurt.
Yeah.
So that was kind of neat watching that young man do his thing. And so, you know, that's what we're trying to get with our offense. You know, and it's coming. I think that young man, he started since he was a sophomore, I think, maybe. So it's just his third year, and that's what happens with experience. You know, he kept grinding and kept digging, and that's what we want our kids to do.
Yeah. Aaron, what do you guys work on this week to get ready for Crittenden County?
You know, a lot of the same things we've been working on for the last 7 or 8 weeks. We need to be more consistent offensively. Well, you know, we need to get our assignments right. We need to not miss blocks. We need to make sure we're aligned correctly, so we're not getting called for silly penalties, and we need to take care of the football. You know, we can't make drastic changes every week and expect to develop any kind of flow with our offense. We got to get better at the things we've done. I think we've added just enough wrinkles in our offense to be able to give some variety to people. We just got to get better at what we're doing. So,
all right, good luck to you guys next week. Always a big trip, fun trip down to Crittenden County.
Thanks, Tom.
All right, that's going to wrap us up this morning on Saturday Morning Quarterback. We appreciate coaches Aaron McClung and Bradley Stallings coming in and being on the show this morning. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Again, thanks to the Biscuit Barn and Ice Cream Eatery for hosting the show. This is Saturday Morning Quarterback here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY.
You've been listening to the Saturday Morning Quarterback Show with your host, Todd Griffin. For high school sports news from across the area, go to yoursportsedge.com.
WPKY Princeton.